About 250,000 Americans die each year from cardiac arrest. A new study shows that training ordinary people to use defibrillators can nearly double a victim's chances of survival. The heart-shocking devices already have become standard equipment in many airports, convention centers, and health clubs. The results of the two-year study were presented yesterday at a meeting of the American Heart Association. Dr. Vinay Nadkarni is chairman of the association's Emergency Cardiovascular Care Committee. Good morning.
Good morning.
How do defibrillators work, and how easy are they to use?
These defibrillators are very smart. They're as easy to use as 1, 2, 3. They tell you, after you turn it on, what to do, and they determine whether a shock is necessary.
So why not wait for the paramedics?
When cardiac arrest strikes, every second counts. With each minute that defibrillation is delayed, approximately 7 to 10% of lives that could be saved are lost.
Now, this study, the way it was done, it used volunteers who worked in public places, shopping malls, office buildings, apartment complexes, and half of the volunteers were trained in CPR and the other on these defibrillators.
More than 1,000 facilities trained lay rescuers on both CPR and early activation of 911. In addition, half of those facilities had trained laypersons learn how to use the automated external defibrillator. And these were applied in more than 250 cases of cardiac arrest in each of the two types of centers.
And the results were?
The results were that the number of saved lives more than doubled in those communities that were armed with the AED. And this demonstrates how effective these machines and those who are trained to use them can be.
What about having them in the homes for heart patients?
Right now, we are not sure how many more lives can be saved by having these devices in the home. There is now an NIH-funded study that is examining just that question. The PAD trial, Public Access Defibrillation Trial, that's being reported today, did not specifically address the in-home use of the AED, but it is very encouraging that trained laypersons can indeed double the saved lives when these are applied appropriately.
Isn't there a risk in having them in public places where they might be used by people not trained to use them?
One of the very important parts of this study was that it demonstrated that while survival doubled with AED use in these CPR-trained communities, they were extremely safe. Everyone who needed a shock was assessed appropriately and got the shock delivered. Nobody who didn't need a shock had a shock delivered, and there were no adverse events that were attributable to the use of the AED.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dr. Vinay Nadkarni, chairman of the American Heart Association's Emergency Cardiovascular Care Committee.